Welcome to our class on Chassidus. We're going to be learning a beautiful Chassidic discourse from the Rebbe. The name of the Chassidic discourse is called Vayishlach Yaakov. The Rebbe said this Chassidic discourse on Shabbos Parshas Vayishlach, that year was the 18th day of the month of Kislev, in the year Tavshin Mem Zayin, 39 years ago. So again, the Chassidic discourse is based on the verse Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim Lefanov. Yaakov sent messengers, angels in front of him, Arza Seir, Stay Edoim, to the land of Seir, the plains of Edoim. And the Rebbe brings that it's explained in the different Chassidic discourses of the Chabad Rebbeim, in the works of Torah Ur, Torah Schayim, Ur Torah, etc. And in that Chassidic discourses, they explain in detail every single verse in the Torah portion, verse after verse, which is not necessarily so custom in Torah and Torah Chaim and the Chassidic discourse in general. However, in Ora Torah, it's not such a wonder because that's in Ora Torah many times they go through verse by verse. But they explain over there that this word says by Yishlach Yaakov Malachim Lefanav, that Yaakov sends angels, messengers in front of him. What does that mean? That Yaakov sent to Esav, not the way he's down here in this world, but the way he's in his source on high. What's that spiritually called? It's called Makif, the one that hovers over of Toyu, which is a very, very high level. And that's why Esav was the Bechor, he was the oldest one, because he comes to his source as Makif of Toyu. Because why? Because Yaakov is already complete in his work, the way it's going to be in the future when Mashiach comes, even down here. And we know that then by that time Esav is going to be transformed. Like it says, the Alu Mashiach Bar Tzion and Lishbert Asar Esav. Esav is going to be transformed. So therefore, since Yaakov already did his job, and now he has to deal with Esav, so he sends angels in front of him. In other words, Yaakov, we know, is which world? He's connected to the world of Tikkun. And the source of Esav is an Olam HaToyu, which is higher and before Olam HaTikkun. So Yaakov sent messengers. So again, to Esav and his source, which is the Olam HaToyu, which is called, when Yaakov is sending, it's called Halas Man, feminine waters, to the Olam HaToyu, and to also bring down this high level of Toyu. So that's what it explains, that's what's taking place. And that's why, if you give a look in the gifts that Yaakov sent Esav, what did he send him? He sent him sacrifices which are connected to the world of Toyu. And that's why he sent him camels. Why? Because the fact is a camel is not a kosher animal. It's not pure. And how's he sending him that? Because in the sacrifices in the world of Toyu, you can have sacrifices from that are not pure. And like it's explained in the Chassidic discourses, all the different details of all the presents that Yaakov sent Esav. And because of this reason, the gifts were live animals, not like a regular sacrifice, because the main thing is after you slaughter it, that whatever it gets consumed on the altar, what people eat. And we know that when it comes to slaughtering, even a stranger can do it. Only after is when the priest has to take over. Why is that? Why is that? Because the sacrifices of the world of Toyu, the process is totally different than the way the sacrifices work in the world of Tikkun. And that's why the angels came to Yaakov. They said, we came to your brother, to Esav, and he's coming against you with 400 people. What does that mean spiritually? We're doing obviously a spiritual journey, that the source of these 400 people is the 400 people which came from the 400 shekels of silver that Avram gave to Ephraim. So when Abraham gave to Ephraim, that was a very whole spiritual experience that was taking place. And from these 400 people that were coming again to Yaakov are sources in the 400 kesef shekel that Avram gave Ephraim. And in Kabbalah, it's called the 400 world of Kisufim. And it's also basically the 400 shkalim of Kesef is called actually Oiver LaSeicha, which means it was something that can be used in any currency. What's the connection spiritually? It's referring to Keser, because Keter is also called Seicha, from the expression of Schar Schar, which is basically the Makif of all the Ishtashos. Keser hovers over everything. And the 400 worlds of Kisufim is basically Oiver LaSeicha, which means it's even higher than Keser. And from here came out, obviously through a downgrade, from this high level of 400 kesef, which is the world of Toyu, where higher than Toyu came down, you have 400 people that are coming against Yaakov. But, so on one hand, you can say, one second, this Esav, this holy guy, Olam Atayu, the 400 people Olam Atayu. That's true in its source. In its source, he's amazing. But the way Esav comes down into this world, guess what? He's coming against you. What does it mean he's coming against you? He's coming to fight with you, to wage war with you. And the 400 people, according to Kabbalah, practically down in this world, are called their dinim kashim. They're very, very harsh judgments, which come from the 400 courthouses. And that's why it says specifically that the angel said there are 400 people imoi with him. What does it mean with him? The way he's down here in this world, so he has the 400 people against. In the source, it's all holy. But down here, imoi, the way he's down here, so Esav obviously is negative, and the 400 people is also negative. So what is the advice? So it says afterwards, by Yachatz, he went ahead and he split his camp. Yaakov split his camp into two parts. And Yaakov sent sent presents. Why? Because by splitting it two parts and sending presents, that's how he was going to go ahead and transform Esav the way he's down here that needs to be transformed. And not only that, because Vayachatz is also connected to Esav the way it's in its source in the world of Toyu. And I'd like to explain in the Chassidic discourse is the difference between the world of Toyu and the world of Tikkun is in Toyu. So the spheres are divided into two strands. However, in Tikkun it's actually three, like the segel. So in Toyu it's like the tzeirei, two slots, and in Tikkun it's basically three. And because he was transforming him, he sent basically two camps. And so therefore, even though that the way Esav's down here, he's coming against Yaakov to fight with him and to wage war with him. And like it says, if he comes and he'll wage war one side, so the other one will be able to run away. But the fact is, the purpose of the war was not to lose, on the contrary. It's to create a transformation through Tikkun that basically Yaakov wanted to transform Esav. And that's why he split into two camps, because he wanted to create the transformation through the two, which is obviously connected to the idea of Toyo. And that's why the verse continues on and says, Vayichabkeu, and he hugged him, Vayishakeu, and he kissed him, because even the Esav way he's down here, he was able to, Vayichabkeu, hug him and kiss him, because he was trying to create the transformation. And not only that, but in the verse Vayichabkeu, when he hugged him, there's no dots on top of it. Verses like Yishakeu, there's dots on top of it. But Vayichabkeu, there's no dots on it. Why? Because by Yishakeu, there's dots. They say he didn't really hug him with the proper intention. But there's no dots on Yishakeu. There was a real hug. And according to all the opinions, it was a real hug. And that's basically the hug that Yaakov gave Esav to in order to transform him. And even when it says afterwards, Vayichabkeu, when he kissed him, which we know it has dots on it. So according to one insight, why is it dots? Because he did kiss him with his whole heart. But even according to the opinion that he didn't kiss him with his whole heart, but it was the fact it was a kiss, even though it wasn't his whole heart. And what was the idea? The idea was to draw down the makif of Toyu, which is in the source, to hug it, up to the point of kissing it. In other words, the idea is to draw down the lights of Toyu into Tikkun, up to the point where Esav tells Yaakov, let's go ahead and let's travel until we come to Seir, until we come to the time that we're going to have the ultimate Gula. And Yaakov agreed. But the only thing was he said that the children are weak and we have to wait. But the fact is, Esav was ready to be transformed. Now, this whole idea that Yaakov was already ready for the redemption, and he thought that Esav was already transformed. So there's a huge question we have there. Because the fact is, we know that there was a shtar choiv, there was a contract, there was a payment that he made. Hashem said that the Jewish people are going to suffer for 400 years. And not only that, we know there were 70 nations in the world that had been transformed. Up to the point that we know in the land of Egypt, which is the source of all the exiles, like we said, all the kingdoms are called based on Egypt. And why they called Egypt in Hebrew is called Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim comes from the word of Mitzar. They cause pain and anguish to the Jewish people. And like it's brought down in Kisra in the books of the Arizal that Mitzrayim is the head and the source of all the exiles. And that's why it says in reference to Mitzrayim that the water is going to spread out in those four heads, which is one is Pishon, which is called for the water of Nilus, which is obviously Mitzrayim, and Mitzrayim basically is the first stream, because that's the sore, the first source of separation. So if that's the case, that Mitzrayim's from the first, when the water separates, the first one, and it's all about causing pain for the Jewish people, and this is the decree that we have to be slaves for 400 years. So how did Yaakov think that he was ready? We're ready to redemption. Are you ready? We have 400 years, we have to deal with the Allah's exile. But so the Rebbe explains to me, it sounds like this. There's two types of nations in the world. There's one, the way the nations of the world, yes, it's divided into 70 nations, but there's another division. It wasn't 70, it was actually 72 nations. And it's explained elsewhere that, well, how do you get the 72? So you have the 70 nations are regular. But then you have two nations, which is the source of all the 70 nations. Who is the two nations that's the source for all the 70? Yishmael and Esav, which one is called Chesed and one is Gvura. And that's why Yaakov thought, oh, maybe the redemption came. Why? Because since he went ahead and transformed Laban, which is Chesed, and he thought he transformed Esau, which is Gvura, so therefore everyone's transformed automatically. Yes, maybe we didn't get to the 70, but by getting to the first two in the source, we're ready to wrap it up. Now, and the continuation, the verse says, "Vayavek Ishimoi," that he met the angel, and the angel was wrestling with him. So the Chazal tells something very, very powerful, that when they were wrestling, so the earth that they were fighting on flew up until the Kisei HaKaveh, God's throne. And it's brought down the Chassidic discourses that what does it mean that he was fighting, that they were struggling, that when the earth went up till the Kisei HaKaveh, God's throne, that's called the Avodah of Tshuva, the Avodah of repentance. Because we know that when a person does Tshuva, through tshuva, you reach very, very high, even higher than the level of a tzaddik. Why? Because the level of a tzaddik is, we call it tmidim kasidron, one step at a time. But tshuva has the power by yavik. You can totally connect to the person with tremendous effort and without any order. And because we know, because the power of tshuva is b'shait echad b'rig echad. 1 second, in 1 moment, you can totally have total transformation. And that's why he's ready for redemption. Because tshuva, repentance, that's the revolutionary idea what's going to make Mashiach comes. And like we know, it says Mashiach comes, he's going to come to go ahead and cause that even righteous people are going to do tshuva. And so from here comes afterwards what it says, that Vayava Yaakov Shalom, Yaakov came in peace, that means he came in peace with everything. And until we come to the next parasha, that Yaakov went ahead and he relaxed in the land of his parents with all the insights of it. Until we come to the very, very, very soon to the fulfillment of the promise that the Olu Moshiach Baharzion Lishpratz Reisov, we're going to come to the mountain to judge the Esav. And what's going to happen then? The one's going to be king is Hashem. And when is that going to happen? It's going to happen Bigula Hamiti Shvashlema, with redemption, the true redemption, the complete redemption, Bimheira V'Yameinu Mamash, very, very soon, very, very quickly, literally in our time. So here we have a beautiful Chassidic discourse in the Rebbe, a whole different perspective of what's taking place. The conflict between Yaakov and Esav is on a very, very high level, even though it's playing out over here, and Yaakov obviously is trying to create the full transformation. But the ultimate, the Rebbe says, we're going to have the transformation, we're going to have the coming of Mashiach, and let's hope it happens very quickly, and the next class will be in Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh. Have a great and blessed week. Shavua Tov.